Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
And a good Thursday morning from the 1010 Winds newsroom. I'm Lee Harris. We have Glenn Schuck and John Montone out in the field for us this morning. Well, we were telling you the other day about the egg attacks, the egging of Jews in Borough Park. Cops now say they have made an arrest, although it may not be the last one in this case. Glenn Schuck with more, live from Borough Park this morning. Glenn?
And Lee, good morning from 15th Avenue here in Borough Park. We got the word late last night. There's a teen in custody here, 18-year-old Mohib Hogue. He does live here in Brooklyn. He's from Avenue C, and he is facing hate crime charges. Police were pretty certain that he was doing this for that reason, against the Jewish community. Three counts of hate crime: assault, reckless endangerment, and harassment. So those are the charges. Again, as you mentioned, there could be another arrest here. Surveillance video that we've had on our website and been talking about the last couple of days does show at least one other suspect that police are looking for at this point. In connection with these three egg tossings over the weekend, one was Sunday, 38th Street and 15th Avenue, an Orthodox Jewish woman hit in the head with several eggs, in fact. And just the day before, a man hit with eggs in this community as well. And then one of those eggs was tossed at the synagogue on Dayhill Road. And police, Lee, are pretty certain that Hogue was involved in all three. So I did catch up on this cold morning with some people here. This woman's telling me that she's walking this morning, but doesn't really want to be out here.
I mean, I'm shocked, really. I'm not stopping for anybody. You know, usually I'll help someone for directions or whatever, but now you got to think twice.
And Lee, I want to mention one other thing before we go here. We've also learned on Tuesday, so just the day before yesterday, that an Orthodox Jewish local resident was doused with soda on a subway platform here in Borough Park, and cops in the 66th precinct are working that case, and we will follow that as well.
Yeah, no, we've reported a lot of attacks, but not too many arrests so far in these cases.
Well, there's been a lot of pressure. Tuesday, there was this press conference with the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, and their leaders, and the borough president, Eric Adams, and the district attorney, Mr. Gonzalez, and they really have put pressure on the police to get to this. And they have made this arrest, and they're fairly certain this young man is involved in all three and are going to keep working at it and might very well make another arrest today. So we'll be on top of it.
All right, Glenn Schuck, live from Borough Park this morning on the All Local. A cop spotted some dirt bikers breaking the law in the Bronx. One of them ran off and left his dirt bike behind, and that's when the real trouble started, as John Montone tells us, live from Bruckner Boulevard this morning. John.
Well, the cop believed that the dirt bikers at the BP station on Bruckner Boulevard were driving in an erratic manner. So he confronted them, and one of the dirt bikers dropped the two-wheeler and took off. At that point, the rest of the gang began circling him. They may have been taunting him. It's very hard to hear. Naturally, this being the year 2019, there is some smartphone video of the event, which some folks are taking to be a continuation of the disrespect shown to the uniform of the NYPD. Because rather than stop and maybe explain that they were just out for an afternoon ride, the dirt bikers did what they did. They circled the police officer. At one point, the guy who dropped his bike came back to try to get it. The officer pointed a taser at him. Fortunately, he did not pull the trigger because he was very close to the gas pumps, and the manufacturer of the taser confirms that that could have set off a pretty big kaboom.
Yeah, an earth-shattering kaboom. Just for the record, these dirt bikes are not street legal, right? So when cops see them on the street, they tend to go after them.
Yeah, exactly. And they were on, Bruckner Boulevard, and as New Yorkers know Bruckner Boulevard is never devoid of traffic. So the officer was doing his job. The dirt bikers, some of the news copy we got this morning says that they terrorized the officer. I think it was more a show of disrespect. They sort of ignored him. And then the tough guys on two wheels took off.
Yeah, we're sometimes a little loose with that T word. We've been using it in relation to the turkeys in Tom's River also.
Well, they are scary. Those wild turkeys do terrorize people. If you've ever been anywhere near one, all of a sudden they stand up and they look like they could be in the NBA. They're pretty big.
All right, I'm not going to fight with you about turkeys this morning. John Montone, not with Thanksgiving coming up. John Montone live from the Bronx this morning on the All Local. It's not just churros the cops are after in the subway. They arrested Byron Shark for selling candy in the 125th Street 456 station, and bystanders suggested that they were only doing this because he's black.
Because he's black? Is that racist?
Cops say Shark, age 26, repeatedly refused to show ID. They charged him with obstruction of governmental administration and local law violations, presumably having to do with unlicensed vending. In Bushwick, a 28-year-old woman spotted a guy breaking into her Jeep on Harmon Street. He had smashed a window. He had already dumped a lot of her stuff into the street, and when she told him to stop, he grabbed her and punched her repeatedly in the face. She was not seriously hurt. We have surveillance video and pictures of this guy, and we're putting them up at 1010winds.com. We've got all kinds of thieves in this city, even dog thieves. Cops are looking for a woman who made off with four dogs in the Bronx. Lance Thomas telling Channel 11 the dog napping was caught on surveillance video.
There was a van, a red van, that came and just picked the dogs up a woman. It said that a woman picked the dogs up and left with them. And this was Saturday, so they've been trying to figure out where their dogs are.
This happened on Prospect Avenue at Crotona Park East. We're putting the video up at 1010winds.com. If you've seen this woman and or these dogs, the NYPD would like to hear from you. They say it's not good for your health to be angry all the time, so it's sad, but not exactly surprising to learn that the bagel boss guy, Chris Morgan, is in the hospital after suffering an apparent stroke.
Why is it okay for women to say, oh, you're 5 feet on dating sites? You should be dead. That's okay!
Chris, who is 45, suffered that stroke in the van where he lives. His manager, Bill Shannon, says he visited Chris in the hospital, and it appeared Chris had lost feeling on the left side of his body. A GoFundMe page has been set up now to help cover Chris's medical expenses. You might remember Trish Bergen as Billy Joel's girlfriend for a while, maybe even remember her from Channel 2 back when she was on there. Well, now she is Trish Bergen Weichbrot, a town of Islip councilwoman, and she says she will run as a Republican for the seat that Congressman Peter King is giving up. No word on whether she'll get the Billy Joel endorsement. She reportedly broke his heart when he proposed to her 20 years ago, and she said no. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.